On the M1 South, we've got that crashy near the Corlett Drive turnoff. A truck has broken down, hindered a portkitter at Albert Street and Velde Vreden Park. Quite a few traffic lights out. Bayes Nordia N1 North is out in Kelland. Rondebult at Main Reef Roads out in Boksburg. Topaz and Wilgerert in Redeport's out. And we've still got that overturned bucky on the R101 between the R566 and Lindfeld Road. Any problems that we need to know about? WhatsApp us on 079-947-7020. And you can also tweet me at EWN Traffic. Aki Anastasiou, EWN Traffic.
This is Stuart. Stuart likes kicking it old school. You know, tie-pins, retro alarm clocks, and of course, driving his car in rush hour traffic. Trouble with old school is it doesn't always work, especially when Stewie has to present his report to the board in exactly 1 hour. Unless, of course, he breaks with tradition and catches the Gau train. With a track record of being on time 98% of the time, chances are he'll be too. Forget the strain. Ride the Gau train.
The Retail and Hospitality Week 2017 is coming to Johannesburg at the Galaga Convention Center from the 25th until the 27th of June. Now, this show brings three of Africa's finest trade shows, attracting hundreds of exhibitors from around the world. Now, don't miss Cytex, the continent's largest international retailer's product sourcing show, alongside is Africa's Big Seven. This is a food and beverage extravaganza with everything from finished food products to specialist ingredients and different beverages. Finally, there is the hotel show, which premieres right here in Africa. Entry is free. For more information, visit retailandhospitalityweek.com. One word, retailandhospitalityweek.com.
It's just business, they say. But just business doesn't lie awake at night worrying about cash flow. That's why we make it easy to apply for a loan anytime using any of our digital banking platforms. You can now apply via online banking for a business revolving loan for any business purpose or unexpected business expense, bridging the gap between creditors and debtors. Because you need a safeguard against cash flow pressures so you can sleep soundly knowing your business is growing. As a bank built by entrepreneurs, we understand that it's more than just business to you. It's more than just banking to us. That's why we help. So switch to FNB Business. FNB. How can we help you? First National Bank is a division of First Rand Bank Limited, an authorized FSP and credit provider. T's and C's apply.
Ladies and gentlemen,
South Africa, in these cold times, your heater can make you warm again. You can switch your electric blanket on again. You can make winter great again with your share of 60,000 Rand in Takealot vouchers.
Are you ready?
Win with Takealot's Truth and Lies on 702. SMS your name and ID number to 33253. We could call you at any time of the day. To play for 3,000 Rand in Takealot vouchers.
Let's play.
Make winter great again with Takealot.com. Shop anything you can imagine. Only on 702. Get more on 702.co.za.
702 Breakfast with Olani Gwala. Live, online, smartphones, DSTV, and 92.7 and 106 FM.
It is 3 minutes now before, 13 minutes before 8. So I'm really excited about this. NetBank Business Accelerator is back. Now, over the last few years, you know that 702 and NetBank have been profiling businesses with the potential to go to the next level in the NetBank Business Accelerator. And we get emails from a lot of these businesses that we profile, people, updating us about where they are. But it always is good to go back to some of those businesses, do a formal update about what has happened ever since we've profiled them. And this week, we're going to be getting some updates from our business growth expert, Pavlo Fitidis from Auric, who joins me in the studio. Pav, good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Thank you very much. So who are we profiling this morning?
Okay, we're going to be speaking to Paul Hanley from New Leaf Technologies. Well, Lanny, we first profiled Paul in 2014 when his business was involved in placing accountants, training accountants on various software packages and placing them in companies. But the environment has changed a lot.
Yeah.
Effectively, software is eating the accounting profession. The software technology that's out there and the various packages that are out there are making accounting easier and easier in businesses. And Paul's business was taking strain. And the reason we selected him is because I like to call this man Mr. Not Kodak. In other words,
he's doing the opposite of what Kodak
did. He's doing the
did.
Exact opposite. He saw the writing on the wall. He quickly adapted around it. He worked with what he had. And he now offers adaptive learning technology. which helps you train people in situ when and how it suits them, as well as content creation around it. It's a brilliant business, sitting with 35,000 users today.
Wow.
Three years down the line.
Let's welcome Paul Hanley on the line, Chief Executive Officer and founder of the new Leaf Technologies. Paul, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kalani.
No, thank you for your time. I want to pick up on what Pav is talking about, adaptive learning. How does it bring the cost of training down for a company?
Well, online training largely eliminates the sort of logistical costs of classroom face-to-face training. And adaptive learning takes online learning to a whole new level by making it a lot more efficient. And what it does is reduce the time students need to spend learning, because the training is based on their own knowledge gap, so it becomes a personalized learning experience.
And will the training then be more personal than the classroom experience?
Very much so, yeah. It's entirely based on that individual, whereas a classroom experience really is a group, it's a group scene.
Fabulous. Pavlo, what do we have to do then in order to take this business to the next level?
What's interesting about Paul's business is in the early stages when he started this particular business, he was a distributor for one of the software vendors based in Holland that supplied with the underlying platform. But Lani, he went and he proved a different model for them. They saw value in him, and the Dutch company now has become a partner to the South African company. So it's a collaborative partnership. And this opens up distribution in Africa. So whilst Paul exploits the distribution opportunity in Africa, I think with his not Mr. Kodak hat on, he has to start getting into the data that comes out of every single person who touches this technology. So we can start learning better through metrics how people learn, where people stumble, where people fall, so you can consistently improve the quality and stay ahead of the trend in adaptive learning.
Wow. Paul, what do you make of that then? Data analysis?
Yeah, there's lots of data to consider and there's lots of metrics that one needs to measure. And that's the great thing about this is all of that information is on hand in real time.
Fabulous. All right. Now, listen, all of the very best to you, Paul Hanley, Chief Executive Officer and founder of the new Leaf Technologies. Who are you profiling this afternoon, Pav?
Well, Lenny, we're going to be talking about, you know that expression, it takes a village to raise a child?
Yep.
Well, it takes a country to build an international brand born and brought up in South Africa.
Gee, I just cannot wait. Already you are whetting my appetite. I'm looking forward to it. So listen in when we hear from another NetBank Business Accelerator update this afternoon. It'll be on Ridi Tlhabi's show, the NetBank Business Accelerator with 702. See money differently. Visit business.702.co.za for more information.
702, The Africa Report with Crystal Audison.
All right, let's welcome on our lines now our Crystal Audison. Crystal, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, XG, and happy Monday.
Thanks indeed. All right, let's start in the Congo Republic, where tens of thousands of people have had to flee because of the violence there.
In fact, XG, the UN says about 80,000 people have fled the Republic since the military started actually intervening there. Now, the government wants to curb a rebellion led by an arch rival of President Denis Sassou Nguesso. Now, the country is also preparing for the election next month. Now, what's been interesting, XG, is that there's actually been quite a media blackout because the internet has been down since June the 11th. And so now government is saying, you know, it's going to take about 2 to 7 weeks, which coincides with this election that's supposed to take place. This is also the same country where the internet was blocked during the last election. President Sassou Nguesso has been in power since 1979. So I think it's going to be difficult to track what is happening in that country, apart from the news that we're getting from the UN, who's given us this figure of 80,000 people, many in need of humanitarian assistance. And the UN is also now appealing for funds to help those in need.
And back here in South Africa, President Jacob Zuma rolling out the red carpet for DR Congo's Kabila, but also South Africa saying it will remain a true friend of the DRC.
And in this time, XG, I think Kabila has very few friends. Of course, Zuma saying that they support Kabila and, you know, there's still no, we don't we still don't know when this election is going to take place. So it's quite interesting, Zuma saying that the country has made progress and it's stable and secure. But of course, many activists disagree. We know that there were quite a bit of protest outside in Pretoria. So what we find now, back in the Congo, of course, the big news was that the UN finally opened this investigation into those brutal killings in the Kasai region. Interestingly enough, my colleagues in the DRC pointed out that actually South Africa was the main country defending Kabila, and they did not want this investigation to actually go ahead. But it is going ahead with a reduced mandate, and so we will get something closer in terms of those killings. Of course, there's still concern, XG, that Kabila is still in power. He was supposed to step down. There's supposed to be an election in December. We still don't know if President Zuma has actually tried to convince Kabila to have this election. But if he publicly says he's his friend, we, of course, know that South Africa will remain that way. And also, if there's any criticism at any international body, South Africa will come to Kabila's defense, which is, of course, quite worrying given the humanitarian situation in the DRC, but also politically, where the country is basically in limbo.
A lot of very angry Congolese demonstrating here in South Africa against the visit by Joseph Kabila. And in Ghana, I see that Ghanaians are piling pressure on President Nana Akufo-Addo to end graft.
Yes, the honeymoon period is certainly over for President Akufo. Clearly, there's a growing concern about corruption. Now, they say that between 2008 and 2014, the country lost billions due to corrupt scandals in the country, which, of course, is money that could have been used to further education, healthcare, and other infrastructure issues. So what we find now is a new body, or a not-so-new body, called Occupy Ghana. They're now heading to the Supreme Court to actually investigate these corrupt activities, because so far there's been a failure to prosecute or jail anyone that's been involved in corruption. So President Nana Akufo-Addo admits corruption is a problem and it's taking away money from the poorest of the poor, but people are saying that enough talk, there's time for action. So of course, Ghana being one of those countries where we do have an active civil society, so we'll be watching that story, XG.
Fantastic. All right then, Crystal, have a nice day. We'll chat again tomorrow.
Great, thanks.
EWN Traffic.
Very slow into the Galulis interchange. The accident scene, there was a stationary truck into the interchange on the N12 West. As you come out the interchange on the N3 North, off to the Modderfontein Road exit, there's an accident scene there. That's why it's so slow out of Ekurhuleni this morning. Talking of Ekurhuleni, the N17, well, the R23 Snake Road between the N17 and the N12 in the Apex area, that's now been closed. We heard about that protest action earlier this morning, XG. Traffic lights out Bayers Nordi and the N1 in Kelland, and also there's a Bucky that's over turned in Onderstepoort in Tshwane, and this is on the R101 between the R566 and Lindveld Road. Aki Anastasiou, EWN Traffic.
Thank you very much, Aki. Mesa's extreme desktop mini PCs deliver exceptional value with uncompromising performance, security, as well as manageability. So with Microsoft Office 2016, do your best work anywhere, anytime, and with anyone. Office 2016 and Windows 10 Pro are now supported by Mesa's extreme desktop mini PC. All the computing power that you need in a stylish design, barely noticeable on your desk as well as on your shelf. The desktop mini PCs and ensure low total cost of ownership. They are small in form, big on performance. They are available at shop.mesa.co.za, shop.mesa.co.za.
The Ford Mustang, a legend of both performance and design, with cutting-edge smart technology and classic style. Available in both 5-liter V8 and 2.3-liter EcoBoost engines. It's the iconic car for everyone.
The best way to sell a Ford Mustang is to let the Mustang do the talking. Visit a Ford dealer today.
Did you know your geyser accounts for as much as 40% of your monthly electricity bill? New QuickHot Superline electric geysers have been developed specifically to save you money and are in accordance with new legislation. With a more than 50% reduction in hourly heat loss, lower water pressure, plus an unbelievable 7-year warranty on the inner tank, QuickHot Superline geysers offer reduced electricity and water usage, resulting in considerable savings. Quickot Superline Electric Geezers, the first real energy-efficient electric geezer.
Start exercising. Start up. Start saving. Start saving right now. Get a place of your own that you own. Own up. Speak up. Learn to say no. Expand your business.